Blog Talk Radio.
We study wisdom and understanding, and so on and so forth. Every aspect of what Yah says in regards to nations, and particularly in regards to us as a non-entity. And yes, I want to talk about us for a minute before we get started in our studies tonight. See, we're too far worried about the wrong things, some of us. We're worried about scary Esau. He's living in our land. Scary universal white racist supremacy. They control every aspect of our lives. But what part are we playing in the drama? Our children are out there. Our women are out there. Our brothers are out there. And none of their studies coincide with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. The codes, the codification, the relief of pressure. The release from your captivity. We're too worried about the wrong things. Don't y'all get it? Instead of worrying about what Yah said on any given subject matter, we're over inundated. I can understand that, brothers and sisters. Certainly I can. We're over inundated 24/7 for 403 years in counting with propaganda on their television shows. their media shows, their big movie shows, and their literature, their poems. And all of our lives has been favored propaganda and social engineering and conditioning. But if you don't know what to rely on and to what you put your trust in, you're going to continue to be social engineered and conditioned. And then the scary Esau, the scary universal white race supremacist. Instead of asking yourselves, be honest about it. What part am I playing? Am I doing what Yah said? Is Yah words on my lip daily? Is Yah the meditation of my heart daily? Is my trust in the system at play? Or is my trust in Yah and my reliance in Yah? If your trust and reliance is not in Yah, the scary Esau going to come get you. The scary universal white race supremacy going to come get you. You're going to be in a state of confusion, state of mayhem, state of anxiety, and state of total confusion. And yes, we are totally confused about everything. And the reason being is not because of Yah. It's because of us, because we fail to accept correction. We fail to even see that we need to be corrected, first and foremost. Not no correction. I don't need to be corrected. You need to be corrected. Instead of saying, well, if y'all said we got to be corrected, let's get corrected. Let's get it right. See, we focus on the wrong thing. That's why we come to the Real Talk for Real People show. To get you to understand the dynamics of the situation and what you should focus your attention on, what you should place your, but we want to be accepted. And when you want to be accepted because you feel isolated, you feel less than a woman, less than a man, less than a child, and you just want to get in where you fit in. And everything you getting in ain't working for you, it's working on you. That's why our children are out there just wilding. That's why our women are out there just wilding. That's why our young brothers are out there just wilding. Because we don't put the focus and the blame that lies right at our feet. We won't correct it. We won't pray for our ancient ones. We won't pray for ourselves. We won't cry to the Most High. We won't gather ourselves together because we got all the sense in the world. We something special. We won't do good for nobody. But you want Yah to help you. And you're continually being fed hook, line, and sinker by your enemies. Propaganda. 365 days a year, another day in leap year, 24/7, inundated by that television. Television. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch no television, but know what you're watching and see behind the scenes. They always make us feel isolated, always dumb us down, always make us the first one killed in scary movies. What they telling you? You ain't nothing, you'll never be nothing, and you're isolated. That's why our children are wilding. That's why our women are wilding. That's why our young brothers are wilding. Some of our elders are wilding right along with them wearing tight pants like they some little girl, 40 years old wearing little spandex. Come on. Well, you're going to get some respect from, man. Who going to respect you like that? Because you don't trust in Yah. Your reliance is not on Yah. You're not over-inundated with Yah. You're over-inundated like Cartier, talking loud and saying nothing. And most cases, doing nothing. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That's why we're here today. That's one of the primary reasons why we're here today. To get our mind out the mind trap. To get our mind so we can start doing the right thing, trust in Yah. Y'all stop being isolated, gather yourself together. It's just that simple. But being stick-necked and stubborn, but I'm going to show you how we work together. When Jericho came down, there wasn't no one brother running out there running around Jericho. Four or five sisters running around Jericho. It took a whole nation, just in the case of us. Everybody got to be on the same page, same team. Because we got in here together. The only way we're going to get out of this is together. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yom Sufar Reef. And here's what we're here for. To study Yah. To study each other. To find out, not to study each other, kill, mistreat, and abuse, but to study each other to find out what mistakes we made and to rectify those mistakes. And to reconstitute that relationship with Yah. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Not only I, Yom Sufar Reef, but Sister Abby out of New York City. No, she's not speaking. She's on a sabbatical, but she, not so much in the word of sabbatical. She's on a rest period because she's still studying. She got her priorities right. In the case of Katria, he here when he here. And he loved the Most High both of them with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, because that's their meditation. That's their focus. That's their hope. That's their trust. It should be in your case. And they love, I love you with all my our heart, mind, soul, and strength, my our brothers and sisters as ourselves. Meaning you can't love no brother, sister, anybody else if you don't learn to love yourself. It's true. That's why I said, love your brother. And so it's sort of mandated. You got to learn to love yourself. The heck with what the propaganda said. The heck with what the television said. The social engineering and conditioning say about you. What does Yah say about you? And treat your brothers and sisters in accordance to that level. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Yes, they love you like that. They ain't getting paid a dime for this show. Neither am I. We do it as a labor of love. As you should be doing. It's not on our job to let Yah name be on your lips and to meditate on Yah. That's your job too. It's a national endeavor. Praise Yah and bless his holy name again. So without further ado, let me bring my big brother on, Brother Cottrell from New York City. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Shalom.
Bless Yah, all my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yom Sufar Ri, Sister Abby Yah, Sister Nisai Yah, all the family that's out there, shalom. We are Hava. May the Most High bless Yah. How y'all doing?
Shalom, big brother. May he bless you also. We're doing rather well. Praise Yah.
All praise. Praise Yah. And everything you said is on point, Yom Su. And you know exactly what we do. We listen to Yah. Yah gives us the diagnosis, what's wrong with us, and he gives us the antidote. So we got to be disciplined enough to accept the antidote and apply it.
Right.
Because everything we do, like you said, we loaded with fears, but we don't want to change. Scared of Esau. You're scared of the universal white race supremacy. Well, what you going to do about it? What can be done about it?
Exactly.
You can't be doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results, because that's insanity.
You better believe it, big bro. You better believe it.
And like you said, the story about the reed in the book of Joshua, Hosea,
right,
we're finding out our real powers. Because when you read this chapter, what Yah instructed the nation to do didn't make no sense at all.
No, not for the practical sense. Not from the practical sense, no.
Not for practicality, not militarily. It ain't make no sense.
Right.
What? He told them to do it, and they did it. And as a result of them obeying what he told them to do, even though it didn't make no sense in their minds, maybe not, maybe so, what he told them to do, cause them to be successful. We're going to find out. And based on that, we should know where our powers come from.
Exactly.
This is the same source. The source of power that they got is the same power source that belongs to us. We just have to be in compliance. We have to just obey. We have to listen and do.
Exactly.
All
praise Yah. Praise Yah. It's good to have you. Good to have Sister Abby Yah, Nisanya, and the fellow students out there. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Let's get here what we got to come here for. Turn to chapter 6 of Yehoshua. Okay? Chapter 6. Somebody called Joshua. But we're getting you the actual name of this military genius. You know why? His military genius was based upon his fortitude, his great mind. His military genius was based on total reliance and trust in Yah. That's that on that. Praise Yah.
You know what his name is?
Yes, brother.
What's the name mean?
I thought you said that I know his name. Yeah. Oh, no. What does it mean? The deliverance of Yah, I believe.
Close.
Yeah.
Right on the square.
Right.
Yah is salvation. Yahushua.
Okay. Exactly.
Yah is salvation.
His total reliance.
He lived out the vibration of his name.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Katria. Thank you for informing us that we needed to know that. Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. Now, Jericho was securely. They had locked it. It was on lockdown like they do us. Put us on lockdown. We always been on lockdown. Ain't nothing new for us. Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel, because they were scared of us. They were terrified. And none went out. They didn't go out the gate. And none came in. This is the same city Rehab was from, you know, the prostitute. And Yah said to Yahushua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, the king, the mighty men of valor. This is how you going to get it. Here's the plan. Here's the codification. I know this don't make sense to y'all. I know it don't make sense to some of y'all today, but it don't matter what you think. It don't matter what you think to y'all because it doesn't mean anything. So here's the plan. You shall march around the city, all of your men of war. You shall go around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And seven, a complete number of y'all, shall bear seven trumpets of ram horns before the ark. But the seventh day, you shall march around the city seven times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people, not just the men of war, all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat. Point blank. I put that in there. I didn't add to it, but that was point blank. My commentary. And the people shall go up, every man straight. You ain't got to look for a spot to get into that city. When you get ready to run into that city, it's going to be laid wide open for you. Then Yahushua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said to them, take up the Ark of Covenant. And let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the Ark of the Covenant. And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city. Let him who is armed advance before the Ark of Yah. So it was, when Yahushua had spoken to the people, that seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram horns before Yah. What? Before Yah, what? Not Yahushua. Before Yah advanced and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of Yah followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets. And the rear guard came after the Ark, while the priests, they protected that Ark, while the priests continued blowing the trumpets. Now Yahushua commanded people, saying, you should not shout or make any noise. Keep your mouth closed, nor shall a word proceed out your mouth. See, we need to learn how to shut our mouth sometimes. And Yah said that, keep your mouth closed. So he had the Ark of Yah circle the city, going around it once every day, the 6 days. Then they came into the camp, and lodged, they rested in the camp. And Yahushua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the Ark of Yah. Then seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram horns before the Ark blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the rear guard came after the Ark of Yah, while the priest continued blowing the trumpets. And the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days. But it came to pass on the seventh day, a complete number, They rose early, about the dawning of the day. What they say, early bird get the worm. Look like it got the Jericho. And marched around the city seven times. They marched around the city differently, seven times in the same manner. On that day, only they marched around the city seven times. And the seventh time it happened, when the priest blew the trumpet, that Jehoshua said to the people, shout, for Yah has given you the city. No, not Jehoshua, not your preacher, not your pastor, not none of that, not Jesus. He said, Yah has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by Yah to destruction. And all who are in it, and we are men of our word. Our ancient brothers were men of their word and women of their word, unlike we are today. We just say anything come out of our mouth. Don't mean nothing what we said. And you know what he said? Only Rahab, the harlot, shall live. She and all who are with her in the house, because she did something right by us. And we don't do wrong by people that do right by us. She hid the messengers that we sent. And you, by all means, abstain the accursed thing. See, a lot of us, we run into situations like that. We go into situations and we want every accursed thing folks got. We want to put it in our house. It don't work for us, but it works on us. Yah says these things are accursed of Yah. And he said, least your, why? Least you become accursed when you take the accursed things and make the cap of Israel. And here's what you're doing. You're not only taking it for yourself personally, but you're hurting the whole nation before your selfish interest and trouble it. But all the silver, gold, and vessels of bronze and iron are consecrated to Yah. They shall come into the treasury of Yah. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. No hesitation, no reservation. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before it. There was no obstacle in their way. They took the city. They utterly destroyed all that was in the city. And I know a lot of y'all saying, Yom Suvari, that's pretty harsh to what they did there. And y'all crying about the Palestinians. Well, see, they ain't never got a right system in this system. Okay? They put all laws on book, Geneva Convention and whatnot and all that kind of nonsense. But they don't ever follow it on it if it suits their interests. And on the other side of the coin, when it comes to us, Yah had a reason for these people to be destroyed. Because they would help our destruction by having them around. So and he is a creator. He can tell you who to lay low or let go. See, y'all worried about what Yah said. Y'all ain't Yah. Yeah, if Yah said let him go or lay him low, you need to do exactly what Yah said. They're talking about trying to make it equally to what they're doing under the Geneva Convention to the Palestinians and so on and so forth. They ain't Yah. Yah got a right because he created him. You ain't got a right to do nothing but what Yah said. So he don't need you trying to question his authority. If Yah said lay him low, let it be laid low. Let him be walking slow and singing low for him. And that's just that on that. Have your mind set on the right thing. Stop trying to question the LOM. He's the creator of everybody. Oh, that was rather harsh, Yom Suf. Don't tell it to me. Tell it to Yah. Yah said what Yah said? Yeah, go to the contrary.
Yah, so the Most High sent who to Sodom and Gomorrah?
He sent two angels.
And what they do?
Tried to make them perverts.
What did the angels do?
The angels, well, they pulled Lot in the house, told Lot he got a roll, and Sodom and Gomorrah ain't here no more, okay?
And two other cities, Zeboim, yep. And I forget the other one.
Exactly.
So these two angels destroyed four cities. We're talking about Jericho being one city.
Mm-hmm.
Yah sent two angels to destroy four cities.
Right.
And nobody questions that, do they?
Right. So I don't question that. I don't have no problem with it. You don't have no problem with it.
So the people of Jericho were Canaanites, just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly. They were perverts.
And before any incident of perversion went down, the Most High put them on lockdown because they knew what was coming.
Exactly.
So I try to tell our people that the Most High chose us to serve him like the angels serve him. The mission he gave us at Jericho was like the angels' mission
right.
when they went to Sodom and Gomorrah.
And not to question him. The angels don't question y'all.
Oh, no.
We have to question y'all. That was rather harsh under the Geneva Convention. Y'all ain't got to respect the Geneva Convention and you and nobody else. He knows people inside and out. If he said, lay them low, lay them low. If he said, let him go, let him go. And that's just that on that. And you can't compare y'all to this Western Hemisphere and that Geneva Convention. Go ahead, brother.
Did the United States drop a bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
With their Geneva Convention. With their Geneva Convention. Go ahead, now. Them innocent folks in Japan didn't have nothing to do with the war efforts. They were just men, women, and little children. America is not in no position to tell me morality. Nor
I was about to say that.
Right.
Is America in position to judge anybody?
That's what I'm
saying. For the atrocities that they've done on planet Earth.
Yeah, and continue to do.
And they continue to do.
You sure right, Cartrell. Thank you, big brother. Fellow students, and Yahushua said to the two guys, the two spies, who had spied on the country. But let's go back up. Here's y'all want all destroyed. In the city, both men, women, young, old, ox, sheep, donkeys, with the edge of the sword, lay it down. You don't need no parts of it. You don't want to be connected with that. And Yahushua said to the two men who had spied on the country, go into the harlot's house. From there, bring out the woman and all that she has, as you swore to her. Keep your word. And the young men who had been spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. So they brought out all of her relatives, and left them outside the camp. They could be there, but they can't be inside the camp because you're not a Hebrew Israelite, but you're going to roll with us. You're going to be outside the camp. But they burned the city, and all that was in it with fire. Only the silver and gold and the vessels of bronze and iron they put into the treasury of the house of Yah. So we need to do some building down the road. And Yahushua spared Rahab, the harlot. See, everybody got a shot. Because she wasn't totally bad like the rest of them. Her father's household and all that she had. So she dwells in Israel to the... Her descendants are dwelling among us somewhere today. Did you know that? The descendants of Rahab is dwelling among us somewhere in captivity. So she dwells in Israel to this day. Why? Because she hid the messages. She trusted in Yah. She relied on Yah. She depended on Yah, whom Yahshua sent to spy out Jericho. When Yahushua charged them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before Yah who rise up and build this city. It hadn't been rebuilt, had it? Jericho. And as a reader, he shall lay its foundation with his firstborn. It's going to cost you. And with his youngest, he says, set up its gates. Ain't nobody rebuilt Jericho, had it? So Yah was with Yahushua, and his fame spread throughout the country. And it wasn't by his strength, wasn't by his might, wasn't by his valor. It was by his trust and reliance and following orders and being humble to Yah. His military genius didn't come from his own thinking. His military genius came as a result of the Most High thinking and him just complying. We need to all learn to be in compliance with Yah and stop doing some thinking. Remember that cartoon we used to watch, Cartrell? Bubba Louie? I do the thinning around him. That's wrong with some of us. We need to learn to be a lot like Bubba Louie and stop trying to think. You can't think before you get a brain. Your brain has been socially engineered by your enemies. And until you, that mind is totally free from your enemies, let Yah do the thinking. You just do the compliance and obedience, as in the case of Yahushua, in the case of our ancient ones. Man, that's when they were, man, they were debt, as we said today. They were all that. as a nation. And why were they all that as a nation? They worked together in unison, in compliance, in humility before Yah. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, big brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. So many lessons we can extract from this lesson that we just learned.
Exactly.
And with all that you said, think about what they did.
Exactly.
How big was the city of Jericho for you to march around it?
From what I've been told, it was a huge city.
And to march around it?
Seven times the last time? Woo-wee.
And seven times on the seventh day? Which means they wasn't observing. It wasn't observing the Shabbat on any of those days, was it?
No, they wasn't. But they went up in there, okay. And they still had the stamina after seven times around this huge city. They had the stamina to run up in that city and lay them low.
After marching around it seven times.
Exactly.
Most of us, we talk about our feet. My feet hurt.
I got fists. I got coins. Praise
God. Not only that, young two. How much discipline did it take? How much discipline did it take for them to keep their mouth shut for a whole week, seven days?
No sound, no word, no nothing. Cottrell, knowing us as we do, it would have been a meal. Maybe to talk about that. Hey, I can't stand her. Who you think he is? Man, I'm tired of walking. What they going to do? Knowing us, we have no self-discipline, no self-control. We just want to run our mouth.
Which shows you that they did. Because anybody had broken that code, the walls wouldn't have came tumbling down.
Exactly.
So the fact that the discipline was given out, don't say a word. For the next 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
March around the city one day for 6 days, blow the trumpets, and on the seventh day, do it seven times.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to march around the city, seven times on the seventh day?
Right.
You know, Negroes up today would have been complaining.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we have to reach this level of discipline. Keep your mouth shut 7 days. Can you do that?
Exactly.
I don't think so, amigo. But anyway.
That's what my Latino friend said. I don't think so, amigo.
So I got one more question for you.
Go ahead, big brother.
Moshe used his staff and Aaron's staff to conquer Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
Exactly.
What did Joshua use?
Trumpets.
Huh?
Trumpets.
More than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told him to use the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, that's right. So that's right. But you know what? They didn't have the Ark. Moses didn't have the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, no. He sure did. And what was the first incident with the Ark of the Covenant with Joshua?
Wait.
You remember?
Let me see. Oh, crossing the Jordan.
There you go, brother. You win the gold star. Imagine seeing a river stop, dry up, a million people cross. The stones with the pieces standing on, we take them out for a memorial. As soon as we do that, the water start running again.
Exactly.
You had to be convinced that the Most High was with us when you seen that.
And you had to place your total trust and reliance in Him. And both results.
And the fact that the Ark of the Covenant was in the midst of that, and Yah said, we're going to war with the Ark of the Covenant, them brothers had no fear at all. And the fact that the walls came tumbling down, you know they was moving forward with confidence.
Mm.
Imagine being in Jericho, and you think you got a tight fortress. Ain't nobody coming in. Ain't nobody going out.
Exactly.
How are these Israelites going to attack us? The walls are solid. You know how they built the walls. The walls they built in ancient days lasted today. They ain't like the walls we built today, bro. They ain't just build them and they fall down like 50 years. Those walls are still standing today.
Bro, if you can have a house on top of a wall as a case of rehab, Reba.
There you go.
That had to be a huge wall, okay?
With high technology. Ventilation, plumbing, all that. Right?
Exactly.
Living in a wall. How are you living in a wall?
Exactly.
But you've seen the Great Wall of China, right?
Yep. It's still
living in that wall.
Yep.
And it's still standing, ain't it?
Still standing.
Imagine marching around that wall 7 days. No, you can't do that. The Great Wall of China. I dare you.
But Jericho was a huge city.
Yeah.
From what my studies on it, it was not a little small town where 10,000 people stayed in there. It was a huge city with maybe millions of people.
I'm looking at Mount Vernon. It's only 4 square miles.
Right.
And to march around Mount Vernon 7 times, or what do you say, 7 times on a 7th day? How many times you marched around Jericho on a 7th day?
7 times.
Imagine marching around Mount Vernon, the whole city, 7 times in 1 day. That's just 4 square miles. I don't know how big Jericho was.
Exactly.
I'm just looking at Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon ain't that big.
Exactly.
I can't imagine myself marching around Mount Vernon 7 times.
Exactly. But they had the stamina. Y'all giving them stamina. And they had to trust and reliance in Yah. It probably wasn't nobody walking to the park for them.
And everything he told them to do, it manifested. He already told them what was going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Told them the strategy, and he told them the outcome before they even went marching. And you know they fear us because we march, right?
Exactly.
They don't know what walls come tumbling down in America. Oh, these niggas is marching again. Uh-oh. Yeah, the walls might come tumbling down. Did the Most High command us to march? Maybe so. You don't know. That's why they're so on alert every time our people march.
Exactly. Praise y'all, big brother.
Praise us.
Well, our fellow students, that was a nice study in Yahshua. And we got some more good studies for you in Marshall. Some of you call it Proverbs, but that's the actual name for it. And it's in chapter 12. Brother, Big Brother Cottrell is going to lead us in these. Pay attention and get it right. Go ahead, brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even for our king, King Solomon. So how you say proverb?
Mashal.
Mashal.
Right.
You know how you say what time is it?
What's that, brother?
Mahasha'al.
Mahasha'al. Okay.
Mahasha'al.
Okay. Mahasha'al. Okay.
So Proverbs, in essence, is trying to tell you what time it is. What time is it?
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
I don't know if you're caught it. But anyway.
Yeah, I caught it.
Proverbs 12.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever loves correction loves knowledge. Some people don't like to be corrected because they think they're right all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's stupid.
But he who hates reproof, or somebody telling that you're wrong and they're trying to correct you, if you hate that, then you're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He who hates reproof is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
A good man should obtain favor from Yah. How you obtain favor from Yah? Got to be a good man. Got to do good. Got to help people. But he will condemn a man of wicked plans. A lot of people out there with wicked plans, right? Scheming, plotting. They smile on your face for all the time. They want to take your place.
Exactly.
A man shall not be established by wickedness. Universal white racist supremacy. The youngest kingdom on earth. Y'all are young. But you're not going to be established in wickedness. But the root of the righteous shall not be moved. That's the path you want to be on, the righteous path. A worthy woman. How many worthy women are out there? Is a crown of a husband. How many women are worthy to be wives these days? But a disgraceful wife is rottenness to his bones. You don't want to pick the wrong one, because she'll get to your bones for sure. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. Can't listen to the counsel of wicked people. And we definitely take the counsel of universal white racist supremacy when the Native Americans told us that the white man speaks with a forked tongue. And the things they've done is wicked in the earth. You taking their advice? Okay. The word of the wicked are about lying and wait for blood. And that's what they do. But the speech of the upright rescues them. That's why you got the Real Talk of Real People show. to show you that Yah is trying to rescue us on a righteous path. The wicked are overthrown and are no more. Here you go. But the house of the righteous shall stand. That's futuristic. A man shall be condemned according to his wisdom. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom. Mm-hmm. But he who is of a warped mind shall be despised. And there's a lot of warped-minded people out here today, aren't they? They don't know the word of Yah. So you have a lot of warped-minded people in today's world. Better is he who is little known and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread. Yeah, keep a low profile. You ain't all that. A righteous man respects the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. And you could tell a person's character the way you treat their pets, right?
Exactly.
See, some people walk their dog, they be jerking a dog and snatching them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't need a dog.
No, the dog don't need them.
And the dog don't need them, for sure. Snatching them by the collar, jerking them back. Nah, that's what dogs do. They sniff, they explore. They loyal to you. You ain't got to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
How you treat the animals? I had a friend who burnt a cat. I'm like, damn, Joey, what's the matter with you? Put a lot of glue on the cat and burnt him.
Man, that's like, cool.
Yeah, that's cool. You're a psychopath.
Exactly.
It says, he who toils his land, what are we supposed to have?
His every land.
Every man's supposed to have a plot of land. Don't you know that?
Exactly.
If you have a plot of land, you should have plenty of bread if you till it. But he who chases fantasies is void of understanding. And here in America, we ain't got no land. And what are we chasing, y'all? Fantasies.
Fantasies.
The American dream is a fantasy. The American dream is a nightmare. And we don't even realize. The wicked desires the plunder of evil men. But the root of the righteous flourishes. You got to walk that righteous path. Like you say, we couldn't touch the devoted things when we conquered Jericho.
Exactly.
We don't want what the evil men have. Nah, y'all can have it. An evil man is trapped by sinfulness of his lips. Watch what you say. Because everything you say is going to come back to haunt you. But the righteous shall come out of trouble. Because he knows exactly what to say, who to call upon. The righteous. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Watch what you say. Speak positive things. The work of a man's hand shall be rewarded to him. So watch what you say and just do your work. Do good work. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who is wise listens to counsel. We see a lot of fools out here, and you can't tell them nothing. But they come running to you looking for solutions or help. No, straighten yourself out. You think you're right? You walk in that path, you always got problems, something must be wrong. You got to get some counseling, bro. Walk another path.
Exactly.
A fool shows his annoyance the same day. But one who overlooks an insult is prudent. So somebody trying to correct you, you might look at it as an insult. But then you think about it because you can't see yourself from the way other people see you. So you think about it. You don't get angry. You don't get annoyed because people say things all the time. He who is truthful testifies honestly, but a false witness lies. And we see that all the time in America, especially in the Donald Trump trial. There's one who speaks rashly, like the piercing of a sword. So you so ready to talk. You ready to speak what you got to say. It's equivalent to like a sword piercing you. And you can't take a sword piercing your body back, can you?
Exactly.
But the tongue of the wise heals. So we're trying to bring wisdom to our people so we can heal our people. Because our people are not wise at all. Truth's lips will be established forever. So what we're teaching y'all so on a Real Talk of Real People show, y'all are saying it's going to be established forever.
Exactly.
Because we ain't lying to the people. We're telling the people the truth.
Exactly.
What a lying tongue is only momentary, because lies don't last forever, do they?
Mm-hmm.
And the lies that the Jewish people told is starting to crumble right before their eyes. Because they are a deceitful people, and deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil. But joy comes to the promoters of peace. And who's promoting peace these days, Amso?
Exactly.
No,
we are.
Yes, sir. No mischief shall happen to the righteous. We ain't worried about a thing. Like TV One to say, don't you worry about a thing. As long as you're trusting in Yah, you walk in that righteous path. No mischief shall happen to the righteous. See what you worried about. If you're unrighteous, then you got something to worry about. You got something to fear. But if you walk in the path of righteousness, there's nothing to worry about. But the wicked shall be filled with evil. Yeah, you worry because you know you ain't been righteous, and evil is going to catch up with you. That's why you're fearful. Lying lips are an abomination to Yah. But those who do the truth are his delight. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
A prudent man keeps his knowledge. Prudent man. Once you get knowledge, got to cherish that. But the hearts of a fool proclaim foolishness. And that's evident on Fool's Book, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
The hands of the diligent one shall rule. You got to work. You got to put your hands to the mill. You got to roll up your sleeve. You got to work by the sweat of your brow. But laziness ends in slave labor. You can be a slave to somebody who put their business together, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's the message. Be diligent. Put your hands to the mill. Work. Can't be lazy. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a kind word makes it glad. And we got to lift our people's spirit up because we're full of anxiety. A righteous person is cautious in friendship. Yeah, everybody ain't righteous. Everybody ain't walking that path. Mm-hmm. Can't just be choosing anybody and everybody. Got to walk with people of like minds who's walking that righteous path. So you got to be cautious in choosing friendships, right?
Exactly.
But the way of the wicked leads them astray.
And that's why and that's why you need to be careful choosing your friends.
Oh, yeah. The slothful man does not roast his game. So you went out and hunted, but you don't want to roast what you just hunted.
Mm-hmm.
But the possession of a diligent man are prized. Yeah, because you're diligent, you're going to take care of the work of your hand. You earned it. You created it. You developed it. It's precious to you. And the way of righteousness is life. What does that mean? Because everybody lives and dies. So like eternal life, immortality. When you walk the path of righteousness, your soul will live forever. It's path, there is no death. What does that mean? I'm going to read that again. In the way of righteousness is life. In its path, there is no death. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's not crazy, don't it?
No, it doesn't.
Because everybody lives and dies. Everybody lives and dies. I don't care who you are. But, y'all, he's talking about the soul right here. He's talking about the soul.
Exactly.
Because some souls are going to die.
Yeah.
They're not going to taste that everlasting life.
No.
And that's what it really means. All praises. Hallelujah.
All praises, Carter. That was very informational. A vast reservoir of information. Information from wisdom. And she is the very beginning of Yah. So she knows, and she's sharing with what she knows to help improve you, improve your life, and improve your soul in a fine analysis. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Big brother, you got any closing remarks and comments?
I just want to give thanks to the Most High for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that he's left behind for us, the antidote, for us to get up out of this dire situation that we're in. And this lesson was powerful tonight, the book of Joshua, because we are not on the level of Joshua and his troops, are we? We can't keep our mouth shut for 7 days. We can't march around the city one every day and then on the seventh day, seven times a day. We can't do that. We ain't prepared for that, which shows us we're not on that level. It shows us how far off the mark we are. Not only that, but the trust that they had in the Most High and what he was commanding them to do. And they did it. We got to get on that level. That's all I got to say.
And well, God, big brother, you said 7 days. Seven minutes.
My feet hurt just thinking about it. I march around in the bay seven times. Okay.
Some of us can't stop talking for 7 seconds, 7 minutes. Come on, bro. We ain't on that level. But we need to get on that level, though.
We better.
Yeah. Learn to follow orders. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And what my big brother said, I concur. May the Most High bless you. May he take any anxiety from you because it brings about depression. See, you don't need a psychologist to tell you that. Yah done already told you that. Get out of the anxiety state over universal white race supremacy. Get out of that anxiety state over things that's going on in your day-to-day existence. Get out of anxiety state over Esau. Let the Most High work with that. You work on yourself. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Shalom and good night.
Because we never find it.